This conference will now be recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeanette, I say go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So good afternoon, everyone, and I'd like to welcome you to the meeting of the Chief of CDC Advisory Board, and I want to thank everyone for their attendance and their time this afternoon. Before we get into the meeting, there are a couple of things I'm required to say that are part of in the new environment of having public meetings held via video conference. There are some rules that we have to observe. So I'll just read off the rules. In accordance with Governor Lamont's executive order regarding public meetings, this meeting is being held via teleconference, will be recorded, and the recording will be posted on Chief's website within 7 days of the meeting. When you are speaking, it's extremely important for you to identify yourselves so that we will have it clear when the minutes are being drafted from the recording. And what I would like to do is ask to have a roll call and to ask everyone to actually introduce themselves as well. I'll call your name, but if you can state the organization that you're with, I think that would be a helpful way for everyone to sort of refresh on the roles of everyone since it's been a while since the last meeting. So why don't I start with Peter?
Yeah, yes, present. Peter Lisi, Chair of the Chief CDC Board of Directors.
Okay. Ellen Carter. We can't hear you, Ellen. No, still can't hear you, but we'll move on and hopefully you can resolve that. Peter DiBiase.
Peter DiBiase here, President CEO of the Access Community Action.
Okay.
Good to see you with everybody.
Hi. Jackie Downing.
Hi, everyone. Jackie Downing with the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven.
Rex Fowler.
Good afternoon. Rex Fowler, CEO of the Hartford Community Loan Fund.
Paula Gilberto. Suzanne Lagarde.
Yes.
Okay, welcome, Suzanne. Matt Straub.
Present. Hi, Matt Straub representing LISC Connecticut.
Okay. Carla Weil.
Hi, Carla Weil from Capital for Change.
Jay Williams. I'm not hearing Jay. I'm not sure if that's him or not. Are you there, Jay? Okay. And then I'd like to ask the chief staff to identify themselves.
Okay, I'll start. Hi, it's Michael Morris, Managing Director.
Hi, Dan Peoples, Managing Director. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No worries. Dan Krowski, Chief of CDC Program Manager.
Joanne Makowitz, Chief.
And Dan Gentry, would you like to?
Denise Aguilera, General Counsel.
Dan Junji with CHIFA.
And I'm Jeanette Weldon, the Executive Director of CHIFA. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the meeting from last October 10th. So can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move acceptance.
Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Ellen Carter.
Okay. Any comments on the minutes? Any edits? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So with that, we will move on to the next agenda item, which will be presented by Michael Morris.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm going to review the application review process. It consisted of two phases. Each application was reviewed and scored by two external reviewers. These reviewers were professionals with strong credentials in community and economic development finance. They were responsible for evaluating and scoring two components of the application, the business strategy component and the community outcomes component. And for those applicants that were considered highly qualified, then proceeded to phase two. And phase two consists of the review of the highly qualified applicants by the CDF fund staff, called the allocation recommendation panel. And they review and score the entire application, including the two remaining components of the application, the management capacity and capitalization strategy, as well as review any prior awards that they may have received. The panel then recommends awards to the selecting official of the CDFI fund, and then awards are made in descending final rank score until all the allocations are exhausted.
Michael, this is Peter. Can I ask you a quick question on that, the phase one?
Sure.
This slide, the business strategy and community outcomes, do you know if those are equally weighted or, does one have a higher influence on the overall score than the other? Do you know?
They are equally weighted.
They're equally weighted? Okay. Thank you.
So going in, we knew this was going to be a very competitive process. The figures for calendar year 2019 were very similar to the prior year, with almost over 200 CDEs applying and approximately $15 billion being requested. You can see only 37% of the CDEs were awarded, with half going over with those with a national presence, followed by the multi-service area CDEs, and then the statewide service area CDs, and then eight CDs that have just the focus on the citywide or countywide presence. Looking at the CDs in New England that primarily serve Connecticut, that had a strong track record of allocation awards in the past, they were also shut out. Massachusetts Housing Investment Corporation, Mass Development, Blue Hub Capital. There were two CDEs that were successful that identified Connecticut as their service area, that being Partners for the Common Good out of Washington and the Rose Urban Green Fund out of Colorado for the awards of up $80 million. However, both of these CDEs have national service areas, and depending on the size of their project pipelines, there's no guarantee that any of the projects in Connecticut would be funded. Our application failed to move on to phase two, and after reviewing with Affirmative Investments, our consultant, We identified two areas that we probably need improvement on. Knowing going in that we didn't have a develop a track record for direct financing, and we need to bolster our community outcome measurements on our existing programs. And these are going to be discussed in the upcoming slides.
Thanks, Michael. This is Dan Crafty. I thought we would just give an update on our overall activities for fiscal year 2021. After a review of the results of last year's application, we elected not to submit an application for the current round. We felt we needed to address our areas of concern in order to be competitive. But we do fully intend to apply for future allocation rounds. In the meantime, we will continue to promote the program, educate Connecticut's nonprofits, and develop our project pipeline. If possible, we'll try to connect eligible projects to other CDs who may have available tax credits from the past or the upcoming rounds. In response to the impact of the pandemic on our clients, in May, CHIFA authorized the creation of a CHIFA revolving loan fund program and made $1 million available for the current funding cycle. The current funding cycle has made funds available to finance loans to our existing clients for working capital expenses, program expenses, and small capital purchases. We did receive feedback from some of our clients regarding this program. They did express that the terms of the loans are attractive, but many of them are hesitant to take on the debt due to the uncertainty of the pandemic. Though we were able to close up to $150,000 worth of loans, and we'll be continuing to working on outreach to make sure our clients are aware of this program and the available funding. The program will start a new funding cycle in July 2021. This spring, staff will begin to develop the terms for that upcoming funding cycle. And to improve our tracking and presentation of the community impact data for all of our programs, we are seeking a data analysis consultant to help with these efforts. We released an RFP in September for a consultant to assist us in the development of metrics and tools to measure economic and social impact of CHIFA and CHIFA CDC programs. This includes our tax and bond financing and grant programs. We hope to hope to complete this project by spring of 2021. We feel that both the revolving loan fund and the data analysis work will help address our areas of concerns and help us be more competitive in future allocation rounds for the federal new market tax credit program. Jeanette will now comment on CHIFA's overall legislative agenda and how new market tax credits fit within that agenda.
Thanks, Dan. So, before reviewing the legislative proposal that is in the pages to come, I wanted to provide some context. So the CHIFA CDC legislative proposal is part of CHIFA's overall legislative agenda. And that's an agenda that covers CHIFA CDC, as well as CHESLA. And when we are giving thought to our legislative agenda, we're really giving consideration to a few things. One is our strategic plan and our strategic pillars and the initiatives that we are hoping to undertake going forward. We also consider our agenda in the context of the state's priorities, so that we are trying to identify things that we can do that will support the state's priorities. And then we're also giving thought to just what's going on, you know, in society as a whole, you know, be it statewide, national, whatever it might be. So for the upcoming session, we have the two big ticket items, so to speak, do relate to what's going on, you know, in society, as well as those other areas of strategic plan and state priorities. So we are looking at a minority teacher recruitment loan rate subsidy program for CHESLA, which is the student loan subsidiary of CHIFA. And the purpose of that program is to seek to play a role in addressing, you know, racial inequalities. And similarly, the CHIFA CDC proposal also is one that we think will help to address some of the important racial and income inequalities in the state. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Dan.
Low-income communities throughout Connecticut have been hit the hardest by this pandemic. Community service providers, childcare facilities, healthcare facilities have gone from being shut down for months to now being asked to do so much more with less. Many of these organizations have been mandated to cut back on the number of people they can serve, while demand for these services have drastically increased. These organizations are critical to the recovery from the pandemic and will be critical to future economic development in these low-income communities. CHIFA and CHIFA CDC is in a unique position to be able to assist the state in its economic recovery efforts. We can assist in the implementation of a state new market tax credit program that incentivizes investment in nonprofits that serve Connecticut's low-income communities. A state new market tax credit program is not a unique idea. 15 other states across the country have implemented their own state new market tax credit programs. Many of these programs, including our proposed state new market tax credit program, mirrors the federal program. The program would offer a Connecticut state income tax credit equal to 39% of the qualified investment. Investors would claim the tax credit over a 7-year period. We are proposing an allocation percentage of the tax credit that is different than to the federal program, but many state programs have used this allocation percentage. As you can see, years 1 through 2, it's 0%, and then the tax credit is claimed through years 3 through 7. By utilizing an allocation percentage that allocates the tax credits to the final 5 years, it minimizes the near-term financial impact for the state. In determination of eligible organizations, that would still mirror the federal program. You would have all the same qualifications that would be the same, the only exception being that the organization must be a nonprofit organization that serves Connecticut's low-income communities. While the program is very similar to the federal program, we are proposing some differences. There would be a cap of $5 million of tax credit allocation per transaction. This doesn't mean that our larger projects would not be eligible. They would also only be able to receive up to $5 million in allocation. The amount of tax credits will be limited, so we want to make sure that the program has an impact across the state and not in just one or two projects. Another unique feature is the elimination of the CDE application process. CHIFA CDC would have the authority to allocate the tax credits as long as it maintains its qualified CDE status with the federal government. The reason for this change is to minimize the administration costs of the program and increase the economic benefit to the eligible organizations. The risk of the federal application process has resulted in CDEs charging high fees for those allocations to those organizations. If we eliminate the application risk, CHIFA could lower its fees, which for allocations of state tax credits, which would increase the economic benefit to these organizations. Our proposal is a 2-year program, which creates $25 million in tax credit allocation authority per year. Utilizing the proposed application percentage, the maximum annual cost of the state would be $4 million. This program would promote $50 million in economic development in Connecticut's low-income communities during the first 2 years at a minimal cost for the state during those years. With the $5 million cap, we vision that this program could fund at least 5 projects per year for organizations that receive a state allocation with up to $5 million. they would realize an economic benefit of approximately $1 million for their project. The role of the advisory board for the Connecticut New Market Test Program would be the same as the federal. We would ask the board to provide us feedback on the proposed projects and make recommendations on the allocation of the available state tax credits. I'm going to turn it over to Dan Giungi, Chief of Government Affairs and Communications Specialist, to discuss our legislative outreach for this proposal.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Giungi with CHIFA. I'm just going to briefly touch on the legislative outreach efforts concerning this proposal. We have reached out to the Department of Economic and Community Development to solicit feedback on our state level new markets tax credit proposal. And as we move closer towards the legislative session and it convening, we will circle back with DECD and any other contacts that we've made thus far. We've also begun the process of conducting outreach, targeted outreach to key legislators on committees such as the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, as well as legislators who represent communities that demonstrate a great need for the benefits that this type of program would provide. And again, as we move closer towards the convening of the legislative session, we will continually circle back with the contacts that we've already made and continue our outreach and education efforts as we work to move this proposal forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Does the board have any questions or comments on this, the Connecticut New Market Tax Credit Program proposal?
No, I'm fine.
Are we expecting this is the kind of thing that we'll introduce now, but might take a few sessions before we get traction, or how optimistic are you?
It's tough because so much of the legislative process involves continually reaching out to legislators and educating them on the subject matter of a proposal like this. So I think it would really come down to not only political will within the legislature, but also, working to identify areas where our program is aligned with specific objectives of certain groups or caucuses that are working to achieve a certain goal throughout this session. There is the possibility that it might take more than one legislative session to move this proposal forward and have it codified in statute.
And can you share other states that you've looked at where this has been effective and how long those states have been operating this kind of state new market tax credit program?
Yeah, in the Northeast, Maine is one of the is the only state that's implemented their own program. They've had this for a number of years, and it's been pretty successful. The difference is with their program. Their program is looks like it's been strictly for-profit entities, and it's been pretty attractive not only for utilizing the state subsidy, but also attracting federal investments in those projects as well.
I'm just curious. I mean, is the restriction to nonprofit entities because of CHIFA's exclusive ability to provide financing to nonprofits? Is there any other reason that for-profits wouldn't be included in this proposal?
Yeah, so The limitation right now is due to Chief of Statutory Authority that only allows us to finance in the nonprofits. I think in this proposal, I think if it's successful and it passes and we're able to implement it and demonstrate its impact, I think it can be easily expanded to include other sectors, the for-profit sector as well. That would require just some other stuff, other statutory changes to CHIFA to implement. But the focus of this proposal would be solely nonprofits.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. If any other feedback comes to mind, please feel free to get in touch via email and you know, we'll be responsive. Rex, did you have another question? I see your microphone is open.
No, I just hadn't turned it off, but I will just add, I applaud CHIFA's innovation, and I think this is a great concept, and I hope you get positive reception from the legislature.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda, other business, is advisory board. This is to refresh everyone's memory. Advisory board members need to be reappointed annually, and the plan is to do that at a CDC board meeting on November 18th. That's following the regular CHIFA board meeting. And so we are certainly hoping that everyone is willing and interested in continuing to serve as a member of the advisory board. We certainly value your input and feedback. But if anyone has concerns or conflicts, please send an email to Michael Morris or Dan Karowski to let them know that you will be unable to continue. And if we don't hear from you, we'll assume that you're okay with being reappointed on November 18th. And at this point, I'll turn it over to back to Dan.
Yeah. Chief of CDC bylaws requires at least one regular meeting of the advisory board. We're looking the board to approve the scheduling of the next regular advisory board meeting, which should be Thursday, October 7th, 2021. This meeting would be the annual meeting for reappointment of members. But due to the timing of the federal allocation application and the success of this legislative proposal, additional meetings may be required. So we will do our best to accommodate everyone's schedules, but when scheduling those special meetings. So for this, we're just asking the board approval to schedule the October 7th, 2021 advisory board meeting.
You need a motion. This needs to be approved, Dan, by the.
Correct.
But I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. The webinar, Dan?
Yeah, and finally, in your mailing package, on the last page, there was a flyer on November 17th, 2020. CHIFA is hosting a webinar, the Washington, D.C. Outlook and the Impact on Connecticut. It's a post-election discussion whenever that election ends with Dan B. Simone, director of Washington, D.C. We'll be discussing the results of the election and how it's going to be impacting Connecticut within the next upcoming year. Everyone's more than well invited to attend. I can send out the registration for the webinar as well.
I think it'll be certainly very timely and interesting commentary. So if it fits into your schedule, please join us for that. So that concludes the advisory board meeting, unless anyone has any other questions or comments.
No, Jeanette, this is Peter. I'll just say on this last point of the webinar, you know, kudos to whoever on your staff organized this. I think it's wonderful. It's going to be very timely, and to get kind of the the inside scoop on how things in Washington might be impacting Connecticut, I think is going to be fascinating. So to whomever on your staff or thank you for organizing. I think it's going to be great.
Yes, and that was Dan Karowski. It was his idea, and he did the follow-up for it. So yeah, I think it'll be quite interesting.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, so motion to adjourn.
Move it.
This is Paula, I second.
Okay, I'm assuming no one is opposed. So thank you very much, everyone, and appreciate your time. And I think we're done. Michael, were you going to say something else?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.